And welcome back to the Undefeated. After we missed last week due to the winter storm, and I'm here with Dylan, Caleb, and Brayden. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
doing good.
Solid.
All right. And we're going to get straight into things. So we're going to start off with the NBA. Some trades happened as we're moving into the trade deadline. We're going to start off with CJ McCollum. He was traded to the Pelicans. Caleb wants to talk about Caris LeVert, but no one else does.
Caleb, talk about Caris LeVert. You have 5 seconds.
He was traded to the Cavs.
Great player. I think he fits in, and I think the Cavs are going to do something this year, and I think Caris LeVert's going to be a big part of it.
You know, I really don't like the CJ McCollum trade. You know, taking him away from Dame in Portland, I think. Did you have anything else to add, Caleb, by the way? Or are you done? Guess.
I have more, but I'll bring it up later.
Okay. But, yeah, I mean, it's just kind of disappointing to see the duo be gone, separated now. So, and I don't really like the Pelicans. So, I mean, that's about all I have
to
add.
What'd they do to you?
Nothing. I just boring team.
I love the trade, actually. I'm a big Pelicans guy. Brandon Ingram, Zion Williamson, two of my great Duke players. You know, I'm a Duke basketball fan. So,
get your words out.
Love the Pelicans. So, I know getting CJ McCollum, I think it's pretty big trade.
Maybe they can get, like, two more wins.
Well, this season, this is not their season. They're tanking here. You know,
who else is tanking? Zion is tanking physically.
They're not gonna win. Okay, they're not gonna win any playoff games.
No, but they can make the playoffs.
They can make the playoffs, but they're not gonna win any games, so it doesn't matter. They're tanking, and they're gonna pick Paolo Banchero out of the draft. It's the number two pick.
No, they're gonna pick like.
So who's gonna go number one?
Probably because they're gonna waste their season. And Chet Holmgren will probably go number one just because of his name, but I don't think he's very good.
He's good, really good.
He's no Paolo.
All right, and we're gonna move on to the trade that happened yesterday. Domantas Sabonis was traded to the Sacramento Kings in exchange for Buddy Hield and Tyrese Halliburton. That was a pretty interesting trade. As a bonus, two-time All-Star, is he going to help the Kings at all?
Yeah, I mean, Domantas, or however you said his name. You know, he's a great player, great piece. He's an All-Star last year. I don't think he made it this year. But, you know, getting him on the Kings, young team, you know, they just got rid of Halliburton, but to pair him with De'Aaron Fox, I like that deal for the Kings.
This just makes the Kings whole lot worse defensively, and they lost a big blue guy in Tristan Thompson, so gonna say it's a loss for the Kings.
We know you hate the Kings. What are your thoughts on this?
I don't.
Oh, you don't hate the Kings, you just hate Will?
Yeah. I don't hate the Kings, they just suck, and Will.
Just that sack, that SAC hoodie that he'd wear.
Oh my god, yeah, no.
And the hat.
Will just really grinds my gears when he talks about the Kings or the Eagles or any sports team he likes. I mean, I don't really know much about any of that. I mean, I know their names, but I don't know much about them like stats-wise. So other than Tristan Thompson getting passed around by every NBA team.
All right.
But, you know.
He's a glue guy.
Glue guy.
Well, then. We're going to move on now to the NFL before we start about the championship games that happened last weekend. The Pro Bowl happened on Sunday, one of the worst games of all time. And then after that, Alvin Kamara was arrested. I don't know all his charges. I know there was battery and assault. Thoughts on this?
Free Alvin till it's backwards.
That was the most exciting part of the Pro Bowl?
No. Was that Pro Bowl was horrible to watch.
Most exciting part of the Pro Bowl was Mac Jones hitting the gritty.
Most exciting part of the Pro Bowl was Jackson Mahomes' TikTok.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm not a big Jackson Mahomes TikTok guy. I don't follow his TikTok. I probably blocked him like a couple years ago. I'm gonna be honest.
I'm a huge Jackson Mahomes guy.
That makes me question a lot about you, Brayden. I'm just gonna be straight with you. I don't know if you're being straight with me.
I'm definitely not being straight with you.
That's exactly what I'm looking at right there. Oh, but I'm not. You know, I didn't really pay much mind to Jackson Mahomes TikTok. So Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and go
It was more exciting to watch than the Pro Bowl.
Right, can we get back to Alvin Kamara?
Probably true, honestly. But yeah, you know, I don't know what it is. He just did something, so I don't have much to go off on based other than the ESPN notification I got where I was like, wow, it's cool. Mike sucks, I guess. I don't know. I don't like the Saints. I like him. Liked him before he went and assaulted and batteried someone. But I don't know anything
would
about
he
it.
Steal
so.
Batteries from Best Buy.
He just threw batteries at someone.
Did you have any more to add, Brady?
Were they double A?
Oh, my God. All right, we're going to move on now. Last week, Tom Brady announced his retirement from the NFL after 22 seasons. He had 7 Super Bowl wins, 10 appearances in the Super Bowl, had a crap ton of records. He did say, though.
Whoa. Whoa.
Foul
Anthony.
Language warning, guys.
It's not foul language.
We're going to need a PG-13.
He did say that he could come back sometime soon. What are your guys' thoughts?
He will not come back.
When did he say he was coming back soon?
He said he could come back. He just wants
he
to
may
go
come
break.
Back and make a little broadcasting run, but I don't see him ever playing football again.
I think one day I'm going to meet Tom Brady.
How would that happen?
I don't even know, man. I know it's gonna happen, and I feel like it's gonna be pretty soon. So,
all right. Well, how does that affect his legacy?
Wait, hold on. Pretty soon?
Yeah.
Do you have like? Are you?
He has a Tom Brady connection.
You just know him. You know a guy that knows a guy that knows a guy. Like, I mean, if you know, like, if you're able to know whenever he's like where he's gonna be, then just like let me know. Like, you can just text the make an undefeated group chat and just text a group chat. Actually, I think we have one, but I don't know if you're in it, Caleb.
I'm not in it.
I don't think I
think it's just us two and John, which is such a random a random group. But I don't even have Caleb's snap or anything, so can't add him.
I stay on the DL.
Alright, so what were we on, Alvin Kamara?
I thought we were talking about Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Yeah, he retired.
It's great. You know,
great
like
insights.
All I've seen about it now is the Tuck Rule streaming 30 for 30 on ESPN or whatever. I don't know what that is. I got no idea, but maybe we should all watch it together. That's a good idea. That's a good idea for the stream.
For the
stream. We just watched the 30 for 30.
Nice.
Oh, my God. No, bro, we're not doing that. What?
Okay.
That'd be horrible.
All right.
No, but I mean, I don't know. Good for him, I guess. I'm not a big Tom Brady fan.
Just never liked the guy here. I thought he's a great quarterback. He's just would never be a guy I would just want on my team because I would just never want to root for him.
I don't know about all that.
You would want him on your team.
No,
you wouldn't want the greatest quarterback of all time on your team?
I really wouldn't because I just wouldn't want to root for the guy. Cause, you know,
but if he brings your team a Super Bowl.
He has such a punchable face, and he played for the Patriots that I wouldn't want him, on my team. God.
So this is why the Cowboys will never win.
So you wouldn't want to win a Super Bowl? Tom Brady
would
be your
best
friend. I would
just rather not have Tom Brady.
So you would rather not have Tom Brady and not win a Super Bowl than have Tom Brady and win a Super Bowl?
Yes. And no.
So which is it?
I don't know. I just don't like Tom Brady.
I'd say Brady on the Texans.
Like, no one cares.
They still wouldn't.
Yeah,
they wouldn't. I don't even think they'd win more than 5 games. Like, they wouldn't even be a 500 team, even if Brady was on.
All right, we're going to move on.
So Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, that's the next one. Ben Roethlisberger retired a couple days earlier. He also had a lot of records, but he was good in Pittsburgh 18 years.
Old.
Many say better than Tom, and you know
who's many.
Who has ever said that Ben Roethlisberger is better than Tom Brady?
Steelers fans, probably.
Many
George.
Steelers fans.
I don't think George went that far, but.
Yeah, you know, I think Ben Roethlisberger is a good quarterback. I'd rather have him on my team than
You'd
Tom
rather
Brady.
Have
oh
Ben
God.
Roethlisberger than Tom Brady.
I'm a Ben guy, you know.
Like, okay, are we talking primes or are we talking like right before they retired?
Right before they retired.
I'm are you out of your mind?
Are you saying you take prime Ben over prime Tom Brady?
No, I was just asking him. I'm asking you, like, so you would take Ben Roethlisberger, who throws 90 checkdowns a game over Tom Brady.
Yeah. I mean, just for my team.
How far do y'all think Ben Roethlisberger can throw a pass right now?
40 yards, if even.
That was a good, I think, 40.
Yeah. I think that's like, close. Like, that might be, like, topping out right there. Like, maybe if he, like, gets a, if he gets, like, a crow hop, like, maybe 45.
I'm thinking 50 with no pads and a Nerf ball. He could probably hit.
Nerf ball? I don't know. It just depends on the wind.
Yeah. If it has one of those tails on it, I think it's going 70.
Yeah, I agree with that. But no, regular foot, NFL regulation football, college regulation football, I mean.
40.
45. 40. 50 if he crow hops, realistically.
50 with no pads.
55, no pads with a crow hop.
Okay.
All right. We're going to move on now. All the head coaching spots have been been filled, going in order of, you know, when they were hired. The Broncos hired Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett. The Bears hired Colts defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus. Raiders hired Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. The Giants hired the Bills offensive coordinator Brian Daboll. The Vikings are planning to hire the Rams offensive coordinator Kevin O'Connell after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I don't think we've hired a head coach yet, but...
Well, it's more than likely. They're just waiting for the Super Bowl to end. And then
right, yeah, but we haven't hired anybody. We still have an open spot.
They're still
it's everything? Just... I don't know.
Vikings don't matter.
All right, then. The Jags... what?
Nothing. Just keep going.
The Jags hired former Eagles head coach Doug Peterson. The Dolphins hired the 49ers offensive coordinator Mike McDaniels, and the Texans promoted their defensive coordinator Lovie Smith to head coach, and the Saints promoted their defensive coordinator Dennis Allen to head coach. What is the best head coaching hire?
Well, let's talk about the worst, the Broncos. Holy, that was a terrible hire from the Broncos.
I just knew that was coming.
You know,
who did they hire? I wasn't listening.
I don't know either.
The Packers offensive coordinator.
Terrible.
They hired the Packers offensive coordinator? Who is that? I don't know his name.
Nathaniel Hackett.
Why would they get rid of him?
Why
would he not stay with the Packers?
Because he's not good. That's why. He's on the Broncos.
Well, yeah. Now he can lead the Broncos to a 4-win season. Okay. Maybe they can get 2 straight wins at the beginning and then tank the rest of the season like they always do. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess it wasn't the worst one.
I mean, he just signed a contract to ruin his whole career. He was on a Packers team.
He was on a playoff guaranteed team, number 1 seed, and now he's on the...
The
worst team in the league.
Worst team. Worst
well,
team
that's questionable.
Worst
the Texans
team
are
in
worst.
The AFC.
No,
not the worst team in the AFC. That's got to be the Texans.
No.
Broncos are the worst team in the AFC.
Right. I think Doug Peterson getting hired is probably a little questionable for the Jags. I don't know. But
I think it's a good hire.
Why would anyone want to go to Jacksonville? That organization is.
I mean, they have
down
a
the drain.
Future quarterback, who,
with no one else.
Yeah, they need help. They have a foundation to build around.
I don't know.
Now, let's go back to the question. Who's the best hiring?
I mean, do I need to say it?
It's not
Lovie
Smith.
Lovie
Smith.
Bro, they fired David Culley to hire David Culley again.
No.
Lovie Smith, their Texans defense was the worst in the NFL.
It was not.
What? It was 31st.
Well, maybe
31st,
he's a better
sorry.
Head coach than defensive coordinator.
Bad. It was that bad, Caleb.
No shot, it was that bad. Made for yards.
I think realistically, the Vikings, if they get Kevin O'Connell, will be a pretty good head coach there.
Yeah.
No bias, actually.
Yeah, obviously. I like the Giants hiring Brian Daboll. I think that's a good one.
Never heard of him.
You don't know who that is, nor do I care about the Giants.
Daboll.
Whatever.
Mike Vrabel?
No. He's the Bills offense coordinator.
Ah.
No, he's not. He's the Titans head coach,
no.
Anthony.
No.
He's the Giants head coach.
Not talking. Okay.
Mike Vrabel.
All right.
You know, Mike Vrabel was actually a coach of the Texans.
How did we get to talking about Mike Vrabel here?
Because
you said
Mike Vrabel. I did not say
Mike Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel.
He's now the Giants head coach. That's crazy.
Did not say Mike Vrabel.
I didn't know the Titans.
Why would he leave the Titans?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I thought they had a pretty decent season.
Yeah, they did.
Until they got massacred by Evan McPherson. I mean, but.
Go.
All right. Moving on. Washington has a new name. They're now the Washington Commanders. They're not the Washington football team anymore. Thoughts?
This is somehow worse than the Washington football team. I would take the Washington football team over the Washington Commanders.
I like the football team. And a lot of people, you know, when it came out, they were hating on them. But I always kind of secretly liked the name football team.
No, I kind of hated it.
I think it brings something there when you see football team on your schedule. I think you get a little scared.
Like, did they really need to clarify that they were a football team, though?
They're Washington's football team.
They're not even in Washington. So that's what makes it, like, that's what makes it, like, questionable. They're in D.C. Like, why would you, like, if it was, like, the Seahawks, the Washington football team right there.
I like it. I like the football team.
The Seattle football team. How about we just get every single team? Like, you got the Dallas football team, the Tampa Bay football team, the Denver Broncos, the Houston Trash Cans.
I like that.
The Minnesota football team?
The Minnesota football team. The Detroit football team. We're just all football team. There's no mascots anymore.
The Denver football team, Anthony.
The Denver football team, Anthony.
How do you feel?
What were the other final? What would you rather have than Washington?
The Red Wolves.
The Armada.
The Washington Red Wolves, I think, would have been...
The Red Wolves is actually dope.
Yeah,
20 billion times better than the Commanders.
What did you say?
The Armada.
Armada. That's not bad either. That's better than the Commanders.
That's a great name.
The Washington Landmines was what I was thinking.
The Landmines? This is why Caleb is not allowed to
What
speak.
About...
We need to, like, limit Caleb to a couple words per podcast, because that was
guys,
the worst take ever.
What about the Oilers?
The Washington Oilers?
Bringing back the Oilers?
Dude, if we had Oiler Nation in the NFL...
Oh, my God.
The Oilers? Oiler Nation?
Shout out Oiler Nation.
All right. We're going to move on now. To the conference championship games last Sunday, the Bengals came back from 21-3 down to beat the Kansas City Chiefs in advance of their first Super Bowl in 31 years. Evan McPherson kicked the game-winning field goal in overtime. The Chiefs had 83 total yards of offense and couldn't score until the last play of regular.
They had 83 yards of offense?
In the second half.
Okay.
My bad.
I was like, ain't no way they had 83 yards of offense in the entire game.
I mean, they were driving at the end of the game to score and have the clock run out, but offensive line fell apart, and they fell apart. What are your guys' thoughts on this game?
I would have loved to see somebody drive across the football field.
Oh, my God.
Why do y'all tell me that was happening?
I didn't watch any of it. I was at work, although I did end up putting the overtime on. I turned overtime on while I was doing my job. So instead of helping the customers, I was more concerned about the Bengals winning.
Yeah, the Bengals-Chiefs, good game. You know, Joe Burrow led the little comeback there. Being the betting man I am, I had a little money on the Bengals.
Oh, God, don't.
So the Bengals, they won me some money. So
I'm you were sweating again?
I was sweating. You know, when you take a 7-point underdog straight up, there's going to be some sweat, but I went with the Bengals.
Sweat, but literally. Literally sweat.
Literally yeah. Sweat.
Shout out T. But. Higgins having a great game. It's my guy.
Big shout out Joe Shiesty for just being him.
Shout out Trey Hendrickson. Getting things done on the D-line. All
right. Moving on to the later game. The Rams came back from 17-7 down. they won it 20-17. Matt Gay kicked the game-winning field goal with about a minute and a half left. And then
it's confirmed Matt Gay is better than Matt Straight.
But he's not better than Evan McPherson.
It's true.
Yeah.
That is very true.
The Rams now are the second team in consecutive seasons to host, or to be the home team. No, not the home team. The host team. In the Super Bowl.
Well, they're actually the home team.
Well, no,
they're literally the home team.
No, well, the rule for
they
NFL,
are literally.
Yeah, I get that
they are literally the home team.
But the NFL.
It doesn't matter
says
about
it.
The rules. It's literally.
But the NFL. You trying to get a job, Anthony?
No. The Rams ended their 6-game losing streak to the 49ers. What were your thoughts on this game?
Again, was at work. Couldn't. I was folding clothes at this time. Couldn't really do much.
Where you work at?
Sam's.
Sam's folding clothes.
Yeah, Softlines. Okay. A lot of people go there and just throw it, just throw the clothes. So,
okay.
You know, got to do that for an hour and a half after we shut down the store. So it's fun. You know, nice. Couldn't watch that, sadly. Again, it was a pretty good ending, though, the last, like, 20 minutes that I watched.
Other side of the table?
Matt Gay, you know, straight through the uprights. Nothing much to say.
sad for a big play, Jimmy. You know, really put his heart out on the field. And I can't wait to see him where he goes next. Hopefully not the Texans.
Why not? You just said he was big play, Jimmy.
Yeah, we are.
Big play, Jimmy.
We got Davis Mills. And Davis Mills is the general. The commander, you could say.
Oh, my.
You ever wish you guys were the Houston Oilers again? I'm just loving that name.
I feel like Houston Oilers is way better than the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans?
Yeah, that's
and the much. Really? Like, that's such a...
You're not even the best team in Texas.
No, we are.
No, you're not even the best team in...
Houston.
Yeah.
The Houston Cougars College could beat you.
No shot.
Easily.
Actually, that's not far off.
That's probably close.
Serious, that would be a good
I
game.
I think that would be a, that would probably be a, good a better game than any off. Game the Texans played this season.
We
could
pull out the Colorado Buffaloes to play the Denver Broncos, and we'd see who wins.
The Houston...
Colorado Buffaloes.
What about little... Jeez. What about little Pearland High School football? Do you think they could
win it? I mean, Houston nearly beat Ohio State.
Who you got winning, Pearland High School or Houston Texans? I want to hear it.
Are better than half I got, the teams in the league.
I got Pearland High School.
Very good next year.
They're better than half the teams in the league.
So you just said
name 15 other
Pearland
teams
High
that they're
School.
Better than.
Okay, someone give me a list of teams.
You don't know the list of the NFL teams?
I do, but it's just in my head. You're throwing a lot of things at me. Giants.
Okay.
Jaguars.
Said, okay. What was the first one you said?
Giants.
Yeah.
Giants, Jags.
Okay, and then we got the Commanders. We got okay. the Eagles. They're fake. Let's be honest. We got the.
Don't even Browns. Think about saying. Don't even
Browns.
Think.
The Browns. Okay.
Don't
forget the Broncos. Don't forget the Broncos.
Don't even.
That's
think
probably
about
the most like. That's saying, the lock in pick right there.
Don't even think about saying the Lions. By the way.
Oh, the Lions.
No. The Lions well, are so okay. Much well, they're seven. I guess. That's just seven
and
that he's named.
We got.
I need eight more at least.
I'm trying to think divisions.
Do you, okay, but like realistically, do you think Houston could beat like Houston Texans could beat Alabama?
No.
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 I don't think they could beat Georgia, Alabama.
Because I'd love to see that game, but I think I don't know. It's
could,
still an
I
NFL
I think
team.
Alabama could
that
win,
is true.
But it's
could legitimately be at least 10 teams in the league.
Yeah. Alabama?
Yes.
Yeah,
I don't know about 10.
Six.
I don't know about 10. I'd say probably the Giants, Texans, Jags.
Jets.
Jets.
You didn't say the Jets.
I didn't mention that.
Depending on how the Lions play.
Dolphins.
The Lions. Mm.
No.
I don't like the Dolphins.
Vikings.
I mean, the
Broncos.
No, okay, the Vikings.
Okay, maybe not.
Okay, well.
But the Broncos?
The Broncos, no question. There's no shot the Broncos win. There's no shot the Broncos put up points.
There's no shot the Broncos drive down the field.
There's no shot they get more than 20 yards of offense.
Maybe they throw Drew Locke in, though. Missouri guy, right?
He's
guy. Played Bama before.
Yeah, they maybe. Maybe not, because they're SEC, but one's East, one's West. So like.
Well, like, he didn't like go 1-0. He's probably played him before.
You're right. Probably lost to him, too.
By like 40.
Maybe he like scored once against them though.
No way. No, I don't know about that. Like,
Anthony, stop watching Von Miller Broncos highlights. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see that Von Miller said that if it wasn't for the Broncos, he would still be there? Like they traded him. He wanted to stay.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Anthony?
Problem with the Broncos.
How do you feel about Von Miller saying that he would still be a Bronco if he had the choice? How does it make you feel?
I mean, we all wanted him there, but front office, he's getting...
No. I'm asking how you feel personally, not about the front office.
You're not the coach, Anthony.
You're
a fan.
Get a job
so.
For the Broncos,
right, can we get back to the question, please?
Yeah, we are. I'm
asking
the question.
Okay,
we
fine.
So
fine. Anthony, who's your offensive player of the week?
We got so off topic, I don't even remember what we were talking about.
We were talking about the Rams and the 49ers. And then
right.
We finished that.
That's over. Let's move on to our final segments. We have some NBA game picks starting, I think, tonight.
Let's go.
We have the Bulls and the Hornets.
Oh, that's an ESPN game.
Give me the Hornets.
It's in Charlotte, so.
I got the Bulls.
I'll go with the Hornets, Anthony.
Okay. The Warriors and the Jazz.
Give me the Warriors.
What you got, Anthony?
Warriors.
I got Jazz.
Caleb?
Warriors.
Nets, Wizards.
Give me the Wizards.
I'll take the Nets.
I will be back in the Wizards.
Yeah, I'll take the Wizards. Bucks and Suns.
God, give me the Suns.
Give me the Bucks.
I'll go Suns here.
I got the Bucks. Mavs and Clippers.
Mavs.
Mavs, no, no shot.
Clippers. Mavs. What'd you say?
Clippers.
Who'd you have, Anthony?
Mavs.
Well, actually, now that I think about it, the Clippers, you know, they really play good against the Mavs. So I'm going to change to the Clippers.
Knicks, Warriors.
What do you think about that one, Anthony? Knicks or Warriors?
Warriors.
Knicks. By 20.
Give me the Warriors.
Give me the Knicks.
Nuggets, Celtics.
Celtics. Ooh. For sure. Celtics.
The Nuggets.
Give me the Celtics.
This one's a toss up. You got Marcus Smart versus Will Barton. And I'm going to have to go with the Nuggets.
Yeah, Peyton Pritchard versus Facundo Campazzo, or however you say his name.
Yeah.
You got Bones on the Nuggets.
Bones.
Bones
Island.
Also, on Saturday, the Nets and the Heat.
Ooh. Nets Heat?
Saturday, yeah.
Is it night or the evening game?
I think it's the midday game.
Oh, that's a Nets type of win. But if it's the night.
That's a Heat win.
Is it in Miami?
I believe so.
Oh, no, he believes so.
Is Gabe Vincent active?
I don't know.
Let's see. I'm going to go with the Heat.
Will James Harden still be on the Nets?
Oh, no, it's a 7 o'clock game in Miami.
In Miami.
Oh,
cool. That's a Heat type. That's a
Heat type of blow.
That's a Tyler Hero, however you say his last name. That's like a 40-point game right there. 40-point double-double, one off from a triple-double.
I got the Heat too.
Yeah, I got the Nets here. I think they still went on the road.
All right, and then the Saturday primetime game, Lakers-Warriors. I got the Warriors.
Well, I gotta look it up. I gotta see.
You know I got the Lake Show.
You think so? I mean, after that embarrassing loss to the Bucks,
Lakers Warriors, Lakers on the road. I think there's still one on the road here.
Austin Reeves, Malik Monk.
Give me the Warriors. Is that even who they were playing? I don't actually remember. Is it Lakers Warriors?
Yes.
Yeah. Give me the Warriors.
All right, and then the Sunday Super Bowl game, Bengals Rams. Dylan, who you got?
As much as I want to say the Bengals, because of my boyfriend, Evan McPherson, my man crush Monday.
It's Tuesday. No, it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. All right, man crush Wednesday.
Woman crush Wednesday.
MCM. My MCW. Jackson. My MCE.
Are we all saying our MCE?
No.
Yeah, it's actually not even Super Bowl picks. It's just your MCE from both teams. MCE? I'm gonna take the Rams. I want the Rams to win. I want Stafford to get a ring. That's my input right there.
You said you want the Bengals to win.
I do want the Bengals to win, but I would prefer, because listen, the Rams have no shot coming back. There's no, like, they if they lose right here, it's going to be harder for them.
Well, yeah, it's the end of the season.
It's going to be more difficult for them
tough
to,
off-season,
to get back to this. But the Bengals are young studs.
Okay.
And they're going to get back. They're going to be back. 2024.
All right.
They're winning the Super Bowl. 2024.
In 2024?
In 2024, the Bengals are winning the Super Bowl for the first time
in
30-something years.
I'm going with the Bengals because Evan McPherson's on the team. My man crush every day is going to have to be. What do we think about that? Come back around.
Okay.
Okay. You go, Anthony.
I want to say the Bengals, but I don't think that defensive line, the offensive line, is going to hold up. So I'm going to say the Rams.
And who's your man crush?
I'm not.
Who's your MCE, Anthony?
No.
Who's your MCE?
No one.
We're not continuing until you think about it. Keep going.
It's gonna be Nick Fangio.
It's gonna be Von Miller. It's gotta be Von Miller. I mean, right? Like he's gotta be like
Old Spice bottle.
Brayden, who's gonna win the Super Bowl?
I'm gonna make a prediction here real quick. Evan McPherson actually misses a kick this game.
No.
Don't hate on my MCE.
I'm calling it, but I got the Bengals winning still.
So. I would love the Bengals to win it.
Who's your man crush every day?
Let's see. When you think, I don't know. I don't have one. I was thinking Jackson Mahomes.
I like a big boy, so I'm kind of invincible for it. Titus Howard.
We'll go with Bones Highland.
I thought we were picking from the two teams, guys, if we're being honest.
I mean, if we're going there,
I want Bones.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by you want Bones?
I want Bones.
Okay. It's got to be Jesse Bates. He's my main crush.
I'll go here. Mine's Van Jefferson.
Okay, that's a good pick.
It's a good pick.
Solid.
I think mine's...
And my runner-up is Cooper Kupp. I like both Rams receivers, and they're just both, I don't know.
Realistically, I think mine's got to be between, on the Bengals, Joe Burrow and Evan McPherson.
That's very
I think those are good, solid picks right there. But if we're talking both, like, we got to expand to the Rams too, right? Aaron Donald, sleeper pick. Sleeper pick is Aaron Donald right there.
Greg Gaines.
Sleeper pick, Matt Gay.
Greg Gaines, he's
right there. That's a good pick. That's a good pick right there.
He's ginger.
Okay.
Andy. Anthony. We need one.
Here's the thing. You can say that, but I am control.
We need one. I don't care. We need one.
Who is Anthony's man crush every day?
We need one, Anthony, for the culture, for the podcast, for the history. This will go down in sports podcast history.
Why would this?
This is beyond the, not beyond the silent. This is undefeated history right here. I don't know why I'm so close. My fault.
That will end the show.
Who is it?
No. We're not ending the show. We have plenty of time. We have 20 minutes till class ends.
I will sit here
and I will continue to press this record button until you tell me who your MC is from this team, from these two teams. This is more important than the Super Bowl. This is more important than the halftime show. More important than the outcome.
Joe Burrow.
How do y'all feel about the halftime show? Like,
I feel like it'll be pretty good.
I think it's gonna be terrible.
No way. No shot.
Well, okay. I think it's gonna have terrible reviews because all the people that usually watch the Super Bowl, they're gonna hate on all the new people.
What do you mean by the new people?
I'm just saying, like,
there is one new generation entire group. Do you know who's performing?
It's no Madonna, by any means.
Okay, but listen, this is old people classics, right? This is middle-aged person classics.
Yeah, it is.
Eminem. Every old white man is going nuts.
My grandparents have never heard of a single person.
Snoop Dogg. Who doesn't love Snoop Dogg?
It's not your grandparents. It's your parents.
I think it just needs to appeal to all. I think they need to bring Madonna.
And then they got Megan Thee Stallion for the
hot
girls.
I don't want to see that.
I mean, it's better than, like, what, Cardi B? I'd rather have Megan Thee Stallion performing than Cardi B. Now, if she starts, like, I mean, we could have a repeat of last year's. Not last year's. 2 years ago when we had Shakira.
Oh,
see, that was a good halftime show.
Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo and Shakira, that was a good halftime show.
I'm still waiting for one of these times they're going to have the Pentatonics.
Their Christmas special.
He comes in with Ben.
Yeah.
Ben Platt comes
in. That's gonna end the show.
Ben Platt's my man crush every day.
That's going to end our show. We'll be back next week to talk about the Super Bowl and even the NFL honors, which are tomorrow.
And the halftime show.
Goodbye.